This is your host, Saul. And before we begin, I'm going to ask you, listener, that if you enjoy our show, please head over to our social media at The Salty Show and give us a follow, a like, and maybe even share some of our content. As always, we appreciate your support.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's going on, everyone?
Hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Universe. You ready for another one? Salty Soul, what do you got for us today, man?
You know we always ready. All right, everyone. Before we begin, we here at The Salty Show don't know anything about the Clintons. Absolutely nothing.
Zilch. I don't know about that.
Nada. We're not going to testify anywhere for any reason against any of them.
This is true. It's true.
Guilty.
And I don't think any of us are suicidal.
We're not suicidal.
Definitely not.
Okay, on this episode, we're going to dive into the whole Jeffrey Epstein suicide. Why did he do it? How did he pull it off? And how many guards did he have to bribe? All right, think about it, guys. He paid somebody to disable the cameras. He moved his cellmate to another cell. He paid to have no guards around for hours. And the latest I heard is that the medical examiner, hold on, he's going to be going on a lunch break so that Mr. Epstein can cremate himself and get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You guys heard of that guy?
Lord.
You guys
heard that? I heard that.
I mean, the guy's a genius, right? Okay. All right. Next, we'll talk about Hong Kong and their fight to preserve their freedom. Have you guys seen the videos?
It's getting crazy out there.
It's getting nasty out there. Oh,
guys. So citizens have taken over the airport and hundreds of flights are being canceled. We'll let you know why as we cover that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right. Time for some Heidi headlines. What is going on out there in the world?
So I'm going to go ahead and go over one that's kind of hit home here this year for some reason, and even this morning. I-17 lanes were closed this morning for those of you that were trying to get into Phoenix or even get out of Phoenix for that matter because of a wrong-way driver. A wrong-way driver collided with a semi-truck this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, did so he, this is...
Any... Yeah,
20. Not nobody dead at this time. Reported to be dead at this time. The driver of the vehicle was 20, and she was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. So
was she drunk?
The semi truck driver was not injured, but there was impairment. There was some suspected impairment. This is pretty serious because I took it one step further and I'm like, all right. My mom actually made a comment and she says, Heidi, be careful, please. Are you using 17? Let Connor know. Be careful. There have been 740 wrong-way accidents here in Phoenix this year. That's 92 a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So break that down to, they said, 8 of them in less than 24 hours.
Right. I'm going to blame this on one
serious.
Thing. I'm going to blame this on one thing. No. The tents got closed. They closed Tent City. Ever since Tent City got closed. Because with the drinking and driving.
There's an increase. Okay.
There's been an increase of...
The driving with substances.
Oh, yeah. So you think it's drunk drivers?
Oh, yeah.
Substances, whatever.
Most of them are, dude.
Yeah, every time I hear it, there's some sort of an impairment on the person that's...
Yeah, it's either impairment or senility, right? Way. You always hear about the 95-year-old the who seniors. Shouldn't really be driving anyways. You know, they get disoriented.
I mean, that's scary. 92.
Okay, impairment.
That's amazing. Now, I have a... So along that point, I don't know if you have these numbers, but does that increase over the winter when the snowbirds are heavier?
No, that 740 is in the past 8 months.
Right. No,
like January to now.
8 months there's been contains no... winter when the snowbirds would have been much higher.
January, February, March time frame.
April, May.
I did not look into that. So I'm sure it's in this article. I mean, we're talking about 20 to 22 a week.
I'm trying to figure out. So
I've seen
the streets here are pretty simple.
They're not incredibly
very,
simple.
They're not very complex. So I'm understanding it. Maybe it's that they're so simple that people assume that, you know what I mean?
Like, so it's on the highway. So one of the biggest complaints that I've gotten from like people from back home when they visit, they go, oh my God, it's so confusing to get on the highway. I'm like, huh? I'm like, this is the easiest thing in the world because back east, they're used to one way, not a whole wraparound type thing. So, I mean, you've been on the highways there. Yeah. They're pretty
different.
Yeah, it's a little bit more straightforward. Like, you know how like when you get off an exit, you have that long turn to go all the way around and back onto the highway? You can't really do that in New York. You know, like
I guess I'm not following, but that's okay.
You know, like when you get off the 101, right? Like right here at 51st.
Yeah, an intersection.
You have, you know, as soon as you get off, you have that big intersection. You go into the two big lefts, or you have to go all the way around to the right, right? Actually, this one's a bad one. But like Frank Lloyd Wright in the 101, for example, right? When you get off, you can get off the highway and then make a quick U-turn back on the highway.
Yeah.
Or you can go all the way around and make a left. For people, that's confusing.
Well, it does say here that a lot of people are trying to blame the road designs and the signs and everything.
It's easy.
But over 80% of these wrong way drivers are impaired by either drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well, then there you go. That's
so
bullshit.
I mean, at that point, it's come on.
They paint the little, you know, the dashes on the road. So if you're in a lane, it tells you you can go this way or you can go this way. There's lines on the road that tell you what you can and can't do.
Yep.
To all blame the road system just doesn't seem.
And even look at the time. Look at the times of when this happens. Mm-hmm. It ain't happening at midday. 2 o'clock in the afternoon or, you know, it's happening
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 2 o'clock
early
in the morning.
Hours
yeah,
the morning.
Come on, guys.
Later hours of the evening. Yeah.
When people are drunk, having fun. Come on. Yeah. Guys, Uber's cheap.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So.
And it's not just your life you're getting rid of. It's the, well, there's no families out at 2 in the morning, at least. It shouldn't be out.
Right. No, there were families. That one that happened with the GCU students.
Yeah.
They killed them. That's, I mean. And
was that at 2 in the morning, though, or was that during the day?
It was right before sunrise. The girls were heading out because they wanted to watch the sunrise on the mountains. And the young man got on the freeway going the wrong way, impaired.
Yeah. That's what you get for getting up
early. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Some people work that early in the morning.
What else is going on?
So I didn't realize this until earlier, but citizens line up for Mississippi jobs but fear the impact of ICE raids. So I guess
you said
people,
citizens
line up. Yeah.
If they're citizens, don't get raided.
Why are they scared of
it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's an oxymoron. It's Mississippi.
Yep.
Are they Hispanic?
Says more than 100 workers attended a job fair Monday morning in this rural Mississippi town to apply for positions made available in part by the largest workplace immigration raid to hit a single state in U.S. history.
Okay.
So in a state where the poultry industry is one of the biggest drivers of the economy, some of the job applicants said they hoped the opportunities at Foods.
No affiliation with the Koch brothers, by the way.
Meat packing plants targeted by the raids. So apparently they've been raiding.
To me, that's like, first of all, if you're a citizen, you have nothing to fear.
About.
Well, not if you're listening to the news.
But hold on. But that's what I'm telling you. Like this reporting is very bad reporting from what she just read.
Haven't you heard, Saul? ICE is just going into strangers' houses and
like
arresting
they're
people.
Yeah, and now they're
you know they're going after people
citizens.
With kids, right? They're just like, you have kids. Yeah. Well, we got to separate you from your kids.
Right. So only in Mississippi kennels. Would they say that this gentleman, who is black and grew up in Mississippi.
I'm afraid of ICE.
Said he wants more stable work to help pay for the small house. He and his wife bought 4 months ago.
Silly. Those people, bad reporting.
It's just, it's horrible. Yeah. It is.
Idiotic all around.
And it's MSN, you know? I
and
mean,
you know what?
Those-
if you don't have the, if you haven't done your due diligence to find out who they're arresting, you probably shouldn't have a job either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah. All right. What else?
Even the pictures. They take the pictures and they make sure that, you know it's the police and the federal agents and the ICE people, but they blur out everybody in the background.
Yeah, it's like,
hands up, ICE is here. I mean, it's not, come on, guys, let's stop. I mean, granted, I've you know,
we don't have to worry about like grandstanding. What would
right?
you?
Yeah. Yeah.
FBI, open up!
Ice.
Open up!
It's ice.
Ice cream!
Who is it?
Who is it?
All right, what else is going on?
All right, so I'm gonna do one more before I bring it home with my last one.
Go ahead.
So what happens to a Tesla battery or a Tesla vehicle when it ages?
Ooh, I do want to know about this.
Well, what do you mean by ages? Like, just, years are we talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 10, okay.
20? So it answers its own question in the title, and I got a giggle out of this. It goes to Grubber Motors for your GM. Grubber or Gruber. Gruber. So they're taking and using GM in another... Other than just being General Motors. And you guys, I know how much you love.
You mean Government Motors?
How much you love the General Motors. Sorry, whatever.
So wait. So what you're saying that, but a Tesla, do they have an age range? Do they have an age range as to
they did not,
7 years old, 9 years
really,
old, 10
no,
years old?
They really did not go into that. They're I just, like really I said, I got old, a giggle right? out of no. the whole how you guys go on about GM. And
well, we, no, I want to know what happens know to...
Oh, so, okay.
Well, so I guess ask
you can
everyone.
Google that later.
I can't. I have a question for you. How do you guys feel about electric cars? Do you like electric cars? Do you like the idea of electric cars?
I like the idea. I don't think they're there yet.
They're just ugly as shit.
They're not. There's
well,
not.
Tesla's working on that. I think.
Yeah.
So here's what I think where electric cars are today. I think this is not my term, but they're oh my god. Let me find the right way to phrase this.
Oh dear god.
They are the masturbatorial car choice. What do I mean by that? Let me elaborate.
It's a lot of fun, but you don't get anywhere.
You don't get any. You know, it's fun to drive around, but are you really accomplishing anything? It's not really helping the planet. You know, you still got to plug it in. It's still, you know, you.
So years ago, I used to work for a solar electric power company. They actually sold solar power electrical systems. Like they would put them. One of their big clients was like Cellular One. And the cellular companies, right? So when you go on these long drives, like I-10 to California, right? There was a lot of sections where they just didn't have radio towers. And the reason why they didn't have radio towers was because there's no power out there.
Okay.
So what they would do is they would build these solar electric power systems. They would basically load everything into these containers, fly the containers out there in a helicopter, drop them on top of a mountain. They'd pull the panels out, slap them on the sides of the container. And they would put up an antenna, and that would be the cellular system. They would run off the solar, would charge the batteries. Right. And when it was cloudy for a long period of time, there was actually a little generator also inside the container.
Pretty cool concept, though.
It is. And they sold quite a few of them. But when I was working there, one of the guys, he would always refer to solar vehicles as elsewhere polluting vehicles.
Exactly.
So it wasn't that they were zero pollution. It was just they were polluting somewhere else, right? Exactly. There's a coal power station. Right. Right. You know, 1,000 miles away,
right.
That's charging your car. So it's not polluting in your driveway, but it's polluting. Yeah. Out
but
there,
I get the
right?
concept. Exactly. I get the concept, right? I get it. If there's more electric, right, not putting emissions into the air, and you're containing what the power source
no,
is.
No, you know, you know when it. Would
I mean,
make
I
sense?
Understand.
You know when it would make sense, Tim?
A solar powered car?
No. When we go full nuclear, right? If 80% of our electric grid system is powered by nuclear energy. Yes. Than the amount of pollution, basically, not necessarily waste, because it's you know there's nuclear waste, but as far as pollution, dirty air, all that stuff.
Nuclear is one of the cleanest forms of energy.
But except for when it leaks. But the same people who advocate for electric vehicles are the same people that are going to criticize
no nukes, yeah,
no nuclear energy.
That's
and
they
so
need to
me,
they need to figure that shit out because they're wrong.
Exactly.
Nuclear is one of the cleanest. France, I think 90% of their power comes from nuclear power plants.
At least.
Look how miserable they are.
Well, that's just because they're French, but that's not here.
Well, no,
there.
I mean, they don't have, you know, but look, here's the deal. We have places where we can, you know, get our oil. You know what I mean? Like we have those. What are we? Right. Are we number one now?
In oil?
Export?
They say that we are. Probably consuming our own.
No. We started exporting.
We don't really consume. From my understanding is we're
pretty sure.
I don't think it's not that we're not allowed. We keep those reserves in need be for what we would use, but we are one of the largest exporters now of oil.
Oh, well, good for us, I guess.
And you would think that we would use it internally, but no.
Yeah.
One of my very dear friends had asked Connor one time, you know, how do you feel about this whole generation of electric cars and this kind of stuff? And I was pretty impressed with some of the things that he was talking about. That's why he's looking it up. Okay. He made the comment, he says, one of the problems is that nobody understands what goes into building these cars.
Right.
And
the
that's just as bad, if not worse,
deadly.
Than having a car on the road. So
you're burning fossil fuels to make the car.
Yeah.
You're burning fossil fuels to create the energy that's required to charge these batteries.
Right.
It's not really, that's why I call it the masturbatorial car decision, because it feels good to purchase, but are you really affecting the climate? You're not. You're not producing anything.
And to tell you the truth, I wouldn't buy an electric car because of the environment. That's like you said, that's in my opinion, that's really kind of a wash because you still are polluting. And
you're just indirectly.
Polluting. Right. You're indirectly.
So you're talking about from a financial point, right? You're
still
get taxed.
Expensive, dude.
It is. Oh, no, yeah.
Are they offering tax?
Yeah, but not
tax incentives to buy electric cars.
I
still
thought they were.
No, they are still, yeah. But they extended it because they were going away this year, but they've extended it. But right. I did the math when I started adding up how much I spend every year in gas. To me, that still doesn't justify
the payment of that.
The payment of $100,000 electric car. I understand they got the $35,000 one, but when you look at the $35,000 one. You don't got shit. So you got to pay the extra. So you get the better battery and the tires. And
right. Well, so when you go to buy a $100,000 Tesla, is it comparable to a $100,000 BMW or a Mercedes? Is it? I mean, technology, the interior,
yes.
The technology, yes. The performance, the handling, all that stuff of the car.
It's pretty damn close, from my understanding.
Honestly, right. So if you're going to spend $100,000 on a car, whether it's a BMW or a Tesla. You know, which would you go
I
with?
Understood from, I know from like an insurance standpoint on this.
BMW.
The BMW, absolutely. Seriously, the Tesla's got like the worst, from what I was told. Well, by, now, this was last year, but it was supposed to be like the worst rated car for no problems and issues and not just like from a repair and insurance.
But here's the
deal,
like if you're trying to repair a Tesla, is there any aftermarket parts?
No, it's all.
And that's the reason, right? Yeah. It's going to be as
your vendor locked in.
I've seen a couple of guys on
YouTube. And when there's no competition,
Competition for electric cars. There's Tesla. BMW's got a really nice one.
No, what I'm saying is for parts, for repair.
I mean, Nissan makes an electric car.
They all BMW, do now.
They're all working on it because they see the markets there, right? And it may be the eco guys like that are doing it for that reason, which is not really a reason. But
here.
I've always liked the idea of electric
cars. Too much estrogen.
I do too.
And the biggest reason why I do is not for, like I said earlier, it's not for the environment. It's because of the simplicity involved in them. Mm. In theory, I mean, if you take your Jeep that you just bought, how many moving parts are there on that Jeep?
Outside of the engine?
Yeah, but I mean, think about this. But think about this. The reason why you had to buy a new car was because of the engine, right? You change it a spark plug, boom, the simplicity.
So, no, you've got pistons, you've got piston rods, you got cams, you've got crankshaft, you got all this stuff, and it's all moving, and it all wears out. Electric cars, you know, the transmissions, all that stuff. You can make an electric car that has 20 moving parts.
Here's the difference,
though.
And that's
it. But here's the difference. You don't ever have to oil it or grease it or anything.
Here's the difference.
Ooh, loop it up.
And until they figure out this part, this is where the electric vehicle is impractical. Hear me out here. So right now, if I run out of gas, it's just a simple, five minutes of sitting there and you're full. You're full, right? So until, see, here's what I feel that the electric car companies should have gotten it right. Right now, we have a whole infrastructure of of different gas companies, everybody competing to fill up your tank. And if the infrastructure was there where you have a car that has batteries and your car runs out of batteries, you can pull into a station somewhat similar to a gas station and somebody goes in and replaces
batteries. Yeah.
It's not a whole infrastructure like there is for gas today.
Yeah. And that's something I think that they need to work on.
And until that happens where your battery runs out, you can pull up to any station, boom, your battery's replaced. Yeah. You're ready to go.
Right.
Until they figure that part out.
Or if they can figure out how to quick charge batteries, do it in 10 minutes.
Cause it takes, I think about at the Tesla stations, I think, what does it take, about an hour to fully charge?
Oh, really? That's it? Is an hour? So I thought it was like hours and hours. The ones
that like you see over at Fry's and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think the ones that Tesla puts in themselves, like the Tesla checkbox ones.
Yeah, Tesla put solar powered ones all over the place.
Yeah, and I think those go pretty quickly.
I thought it was like a 12-hour deal to charge it. Okay, four hours
to fully charge a Tesla.
In the charging stations or
how long does it?
Okay,
4 hours and 45 minutes to charge
to fully charge your Tesla.
Yeah,
yeah. So the range is a problem. The battery charge is a problem. Like you said, Saul, if you just sign up for a program where you pull into the into a Jiffy Lube place, right? They drop the old battery out, put the new battery in, and you're ready to go.
There
five
you go.
Minutes.
You
later.
Pay a monthly fee to have this. In other words, like,
pay every time you change out your battery, right?
Okay. When you start seeing
more, you can keep that battery, take it to your house, and charge it, and keep using it. And the next time you want to drive to Vegas, right? You stop at Kingman halfway there you pull into one of these places, they drop it out, you give them, $50 or whatever to fill up your tank, and you go.
There you go.
So I believe as their numbers are going up, because almost like I've never seen as many Teslas on the road as I do right now. So
they're
gaining more and more popularity, you can get them quicker. You're going to start seeing more and more people driving these things. So that's when
you're going to see more and more people offering services.
Right. So right now, Tesla's the only one offering the services, right? Because they're trying to, but once there's more people and there's competition, you know what I mean?
So what BMW and Nissan and Tesla, they need to all get together and design a unified, power cell that they can do that. You know, it's a matter of you pull in literally to like a Jiffy Lube place. They have a little rack that comes up, picks the battery up. You undo four bolts. The battery drops down, goes out of the way. A new one shows up and pops right in, four bolts.
So right now it's really, I think they're not going to be able to get there until. So right now it's real cheap relative to fossil fuel, to gas.
Gas is
just so much cheaper. The combustible engine today up to right now, it is cheaper, right? You're not going to get a $12,000 Tesla. You're just not. But today you can. You can get a
$12,000 car.
A $12,000 car.
A new $12,000 car?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where do you get a $12,000 car?
So like a bare bone, like Nissan.
Yeah.
Like they're
okay.
All right. Honda Civic.
I haven't looked at a bare bone car in a while, so I don't
know. So until electric cars get there where they're covering a wide. Yeah. And they will get there. I don't think that they won't.
And to Tim's point, right, the Teslas, they're coming with, fancy control systems and onboard computers and leather seats and all this stuff. They're competing in the $100,000 market,
Well, they're trying to get the pioneers, right? There's people who are the first ones
and
who buy it. And
the first vehicles that Tesla made were the Roadsters. And they were asking, $120 for them.
Right.
Because and they actually asked Elon Musk, and they said, well, what's the plan? He's like, we're going to use these Roadsters, the money that people are putting up front 6 months in advance before the car's even built. These people are putting, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 down on these cars. They said they're using that money to develop the technology. And once the technology is developed, it becomes cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Mm-hmm. And so they said, these Roadsters, which are badass little Roadsters, we're going to sell them. They're going to cost a lot of money, but we're going to develop the technology on this platform, and then we're going to sell $35,000.
I mean, it's like the flat screen TV. Think about what a flat screen used to be back in the day, man. When they first came out, they were like freaking like 10 grand. Right?
Bro, you're talking back in the day. It was more than 10 years ago.
What'd you pay for this? What is this, a 55 inch?
Right, but now think about that. The technology was new and it was brand new technology, not in use.
Yeah, it's Vizio.
You can get them, you go to Costco and get a crate of them for $20.
Gen 1,
come on down.
Anybody that's 250, 275, right?
They will eventually. Yeah.
Anybody that's in Gen 1 of any technology is paying for the Gen 3s, 4s.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the way it works.
Think about a computer. Computer used to be freaking millions of dollars, and now now you can get them for $400.
Now you get them in your watch.
Exactly.
Okay, so just for the record, now I'd like some cheering instead of your because that topic took on.
I mean, the headline with
that was a good one. Okay, so we're gonna move on from because we're already 26 minutes into your thing, so we're done with that.
So real quick, go ahead. So one of the things I wanted to say to one of her articles about. This ice thing in Mississippi. Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you see the new law that Trump put into play?
Yep.
And it was actually a Clinton enforced law that he's actually moving forward with.
Go ahead, tell us about the law.
So basically, it's if you have a green card and you're getting government assistance, they can deny you
citizenship.
So people on a green card can get...
They can apply for
food
welfare.
Stamps. Yeah.
No, I think it's even permanent resident status, Tim. It's not even... It's not citizen. It's permanent resident status. So you're a temporary resident, right?
Yeah.
So for a while, you're a temporary... And then eventually you become a permanent resident.
Right.
Well, what he's saying is that if you're a temporary resident and you're on some type of government assistance, you cannot even... You don't qualify for permanent resident status because... you should not be a burden to the society.
Why would we go to that extreme? Just say you can't afford to live here. You need to go back to where you came from.
Okay, so
because you do it in gradations, right? You don't completely. You know what I mean? So Trump is methodical, and I think he's gonna eventually get there. But now,
so here's the thing.
He
real
has
quick.
To work to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the rest of it. Who will be affected? Immigrants who who are already permanent residents are unlikely to be affected. Yep. It also does not apply to refugees and asylum applicants, because that's how they get, you know, 7-Elevens and gas stations.
Yep.
And then,
oh my God. Wow.
We'll remove this part. Joe Biden here. Joe Biden talking.
You got to add some humor, because everybody says that. Stop. Come on.
I never said that.
Oh my God. You talk in New York. Out loud. No, in New York. We all say it in New York. You're like,
Tim is the Joe Biden. Remember, you know what Joe Biden said?
Yeah.
So anyway, he's like, we choose truths over facts.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We choose truth over facts.
But applicant, so any applicant for visa extensions, green cards, or U.S. citizenships will be subject to the change. So I think that's, but here's the deal. This was a Democratic rule, law, that was under Clinton, and now he's reinstating it basically and enforcing it. And now he's an asshole in California suing. How come nobody, my question is, how come nobody felt like it was a bad idea when a Democrat tried doing this? And I understand
the news doesn't care.
And I understand that we try to be biased to
Tim. Obama deported more people than Trump has.
I know.
Okay? He did. I mean, the rate that Obama was deported, nobody said anything. Clinton established those K's that they're crying about now. That was Clinton era. Yeah. That shit's been happening.
So
nobody cared until Republican got elected.
We know the military.
Mission.
The military. If you go overseas as a man or a woman of the United States military and you want to marry somebody from overseas and bring them back, you have to sign that you give up all of those kind of rights and benefits of the state, the government assisted programs, welfare programs. So, and I know this to be true from somebody that we know quite well. He fell in love. He married his wife. They had a baby all overseas. The baby and the wife were not allowed to come back. It took like 6 to 9 months to get him back because of the process that he had to go through for the citizenship and everything else. Oh. And they had to relinquish. Well, their third child ended up being severely handicapped. Ooh. Severely. Like cannot walk, cannot speak, doesn't have functionality. And guess what? You can't get assistance on that. Now, he's military, so don't get me wrong. His TRICARE is pretty damn, he's being taken care of, and so is his child, and will be forever. But the point being is you can't go in and take the money from the welfare system because you've made the decision knowingly.
Yeah, we need to get to choose who we come in, not people who are going to have incentive to come in, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, America.
Okay. They
cover
America.
They cover your all your insurance, all your medical costs. Yeah. We're going over there.
Yeah,
exactly. And you had mentioned that, I guess, in Central and South America, they actually put advertisements on television saying America will give you free stuff.
Is that fact?
No, I swear. Let me look it up. That way you guys don't think I'm lying.
So the question is, we need to find out who's paying for that and stop.
I'll give you one name. I'll give you one name.
Soros.
Fredo.
Nobody's going to disclose that, Jeremy.
Juan.
Here's the thing.
No one's going to disclose who's paying for it.
It benefits the government, right? It benefits the government to have this. Why does it benefit these third world countries?
The governments of the third world countries.
Yeah. Why does it benefit them?
Gets the leeches out of their country.
No, it gets, what is it called? Remittance? What was that, remittance? Money?
When they come here and make money and send the money back to their country. Yeah.
Right. That's remittance, right? Payments, right? So that money that goes back to those countries, I was hearing in Mexico up until recently, and even Guatemala, it was the second source of income for a lot of these Latin American companies. In other words, the money that people sent to back from the United States that are living here, the families who send money back to their families, that's the second number one source of income for that country. Isn't that sad? So again, this is why it benefits these countries to have this.
Yeah.
Go to America. Why not?
I mean, how many people, I've talked to so many people, right, where they've said, man, I'm here to make money, and I'm building my house back home.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going to retire. My goal is to live here 10 years, make as much money as I can, send it over because I go live like a king. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You're
benefiting from here.
That's my retirement plan.
A lot of the arguments that I hear, because I follow a lot of these, you know, Hispanic mainstream sites. And one of the things I say when they post political stuff that deals with, you know, immigration and the hate Trump and all this mess, they all of them agree, right? They say, well, people who oppose immigration, they do it because not understanding that no other person would take that job, only the illegal who comes here. And that's a lie. It's a lie. And I'll tell you why it's a lie. Because you're right. Nobody's going to take that job at that pay. But then that company is going to be forced to pay somebody here in America who they can hire at a livable wage. And that's the reality of it. So when people say, oh, well, nobody would work those jobs. No, you're half right. Nobody would work those jobs at that rate. But a lot of people would work those jobs if they're paid the fair
right. But here, here's the argument of that. And this is the truth. As consumers, we want the cheapest product.
Right.
How do you give a cheap product? You by paying. You can't by paying somebody a livable wage.
You're talking pennies.
Yeah.
Per,
you are.
You figure you pay someone to harvest lettuce, heads of lettuce, right? And that person does, let's say, 100 heads of lettuce an hour. And you're paying one person $10 now, an hour and one person $20
I'm talking about
an hour.
Even services.
Here's the
I'm
real
talking
question.
About services.
No, difference
I'm
on
talking
that
about services.
Lettuce.
I'm talking about services.
Here's
construction
here's
and all that.
Some Tim, of the, I'll tell you. I'll tell you why it how why it's more expensive. The question is there a union involved? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Because if there's a union involved, there's fucking four people sitting around while one person does the work, and that's why it's more expensive. And again, okay. This is where unions and people like to celebrate Cesar Chavez, right? He was a big union guy who did not want illegals coming to his country. Why? Because then these guys couldn't bargain for their wage. And so, I don't want to get into this big discussion about it, but that's the question that you ask yourself, Tim. If there's a union involved, then yes, that thing's going to be too expensive.
No, I'm talking
expensive.
About I'm talking about but from if, a if local
apples to apples.
I'm right. Talking about like you know when I okay, you go to Home Depot, right? You know you'll see people sitting on the corner. They'll do it for pennies on the dollar, right?
No, they won't.
No, not the guys we went. Oh,
not, when I say pennies, no,
there it is.
No, when I say pennies, but here's the deal: they're not licensed.
Do you?
They're not licensed.
Yeah,
but
they still. Do you know what they get an hour?
What about $50 an hour?
50,
30?
No, they get $15 an hour,
okay.
Which is more than minimum wage.
Yeah.
And they're not paying taxes on it.
Right.
Exactly.
And they're not paying Social Security with it.
Right. But now, from a business owner, if I got that, that's still cheaper than now with you. I got to pay minimum wage. I got to pay the taxes on you, the Social Security, all this stuff, my business license, my insurance. But those guys, they get to go do the work. So in theory, it's cheaper for them to do it because you're just paying them a flat rate. But the business guy has, you own a small business, you have to carry insurance, you have to do this, you have to do that. And you're like, shit, I got to do all this work.
So here's a question, Tim. And now imagine she's working for company X and she's got to pay her employees who are legal. Now imagine another insurance company Y, who then hires illegals who now they can pay them at a cheaper price. How does she compete?
She can't.
She can't. And that's what I'm telling you. That's what illegal immigration does. And so now these people, they outbox everybody else. Why? Because they're paying an unlivable wage. And so all these people who are crying about, minimum wage and all this and all that, it's illegal immigration that's driving a lot of the wages down. And they don't realize it.
Right. But as a consumer, you chose to get the help.
As a consumer, you're going to choose
cheap. Chose cheaper than
true. Tim, but as a consumer, then you make better choices, right? Because if you're faced with the choice, do I go to the movies or do I eat? Okay? That's and as a consumer, you're gonna make better decisions if now it's hurting you more. Does that make sense? So what I'm saying is that when you're saying, oh, the consumer's not gonna buy this product. No, the consumer's gonna make better decisions, right? They do in the end. And so the promise is that you're incentivizing people to make bad decisions because you're making the product cheaper when it shouldn't be.
We didn't go with the cheaper person because of the price. We went with the cheaper person because they came and worked their ass off and they got it done to get to the next job. Let's be real.
Okay, but
for example,
why wouldn't you pay somebody that had a business to come in? You didn't feel that they would bust their ass to get it done?
Okay, so we went ahead and we hired a Caucasian gentleman to do our landscaping. Okay. Right. So it costs us a little bit more because we could get it cheaper. But we didn't. We're like, all right, we're going to play by these rules, right? Of our society today. And we did. Here's the problem. How many weeks did it take? And we're looking at each other going, I don't think anybody's been here. So he got the kids up and they all went out and pulled the weeds on a Saturday morning at dark in the morning hour.
Gotcha.
Because it wasn't getting done, and cleaned it all up and everything else. And then he drives by and he sees that that's done, and he comes over and Jeremy catches him now coming by to take care of some trees. But he's charging us.
There's more to that.
Right. So decided to go a different route. It was maybe a little bit cheaper, and he's going to...
No, he was more expensive. I could have went... We should have went the other route.
The other route would have been cheaper, and those guys bust their ass.
They bust their ass. They get the job done quickly. They're
also not paying their fair share.
Into the
business community, meaning their taxes. They're not playing by the rules, but for you as a consumer, you'd say, you know what? I'm paying for this and I'm getting nothing. I'm tired of getting screwed over by all these businesses. So I'm going to constantly go that route.
Right. That's what the free market does, man. Look, if you look at both people, okay, both of those workers, okay, one of them was lazy, right? And then the other one is working his ass off. Okay. That's capitalism. It is. However we want to look at it, I guarantee you, you're going to recommend that person, the person who busted the route. And that's why that person continues to.
And I got to say, more and more of those people, the people that are illegals and that are cheaper, they're opening those LLCs and they have those EIN numbers and they're getting their taxes paid. Right. They're just not doing it as an individual person. They're doing it through the corporations and the companies. Hey, and you know what?
If you're paying, you're paying your share. Right. If you open a business, have a tax ID, and you're paying your taxes, you're doing your part. You are contributing
but they're not all U.S. citizens.
But here's an unhidden, and this is something that's unhidden, that's hidden, and that people are not realizing, okay? So if you look at that person who might not has a questionable legal status in the country, right? Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, well, that person busted their ass off to work. That person may or may not be paying their taxes, but here's the real issue of it. That person's probably got 5, 6, 7 kids at home who then the wife can claim government assistance and who
that's
now is
my
getting
problem.
And so the net is not a win, Tim.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, so that person
maybe not I'm talking about the ones that aren't doing that.
No, but
there's plenty of them.
But what I'm saying is that it's a net loss for the country. Right. People like to say, okay, well, these people work hard, they did it, da da da. True, but half the money that person makes does not go into the economy. That person sends money back to his country, back to his family, and so it's not coming back into the same society where he's making that money.
Right.
So again, it sounds beautiful because, okay, yeah, this person, yeah, okay,
what
away.
I'm saying is
but there's an illegal system that's contributing to this, and we need to stop the incentives where we pay for the medical costs.
I agree with that. I'm not saying that we need to give them everything, but what I'm saying is based on when they come and they start working, people want cheap.
Yeah, that's the
consumer
free market.
Always wants cheap.
Right.
Quality. At
no,
right
people
price,
people
too.
Don't care about quality anymore. Uh-huh. People
Tim,
want
but
cheap.
But what you're forgetting is that that cost is then subsidized because, yes, it appears cheaper for Jeremy to pay this person this wage, but in the long run, it's gonna cost Jeremy more. Why and how? Because his taxes are gonna go up.
Right.
To pay for the family who's now getting government assistance, government health care, government all this and government all that. So yes, in the short term, right here, as he gives his money, it may look cheaper, but in the end, it's more expensive for the country. But
I think you guys are saying very similar things.
Yeah,
but
the problem is people don't look at it like that. Right. So what
they
I'm
don't.
Saying is,
they're
I agree.
Stage one thinking.
I agree.
Yeah. In a box.
I'm agreeing 100% that you should be doing business with a legit business person, because if you want to stop the problem, if you want to stop the bleeding, they'll stop coming if you stop paying them, right?
Right.
Because everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants money, right? Mm-hmm. If you stop paying people that aren't allowed to be here to work, they will go somewhere else and find work, mm-hmm. right? But if you keep paying them, what do? It's like the cat, you know? You keep giving the cat the food, they keep coming around, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I'm not, I hate equating it like that, but think about it.
All right, I think we exhausted that conversation.
What?
Nah.
Say no to illegals. Okay.
No.
quote unquote, Tim.
Shit.
Okay, so let's get down to this topic here, and it's the Hong Kong one, okay? So what's going on in Hong Kong? We covered this a few weeks ago when they first started doing their protests. And I have actually a few videos here. But before I start, There is a CNN. I'm surprised CNN. They actually gave a good excerpt of this, and I'm gonna read it for you guys. So, what's the history there in Hong Kong? So, Hong Kong belongs to China, but it has its own currency, political system, and cultural identity. Many Hong Kong residents don't see themselves as Chinese, but rather as Hong Kongers.
What?
Yeah.
That's always been that way, even under England, when Great Britain owned
Okay,
them.
So in what this says is that difference goes back generations. So think about this. The city was a colony and a territory of the United Kingdom for 150 years, more than 150 years, until the British handed it over to China in 1997. Today, Hong Kong's legal system still mirrors the British model, prizing transparency and due process. Okay, so Hong Kong's de facto constitution, the Hong Kong Basic Law, enshrines this uniqueness. It guarantees freedoms that are unavailable to Chinese mainlanders, okay, such as the right to protest, the right to free press, and freedom of speech. So even though Hong Kong belongs to China, it still has these protected liberties, okay? One of the tenets in the Basic Law is that Hong Kong has the right to develop its own democracy. And previous Chinese officials pledged that the central government in Beijing wouldn't interfere with that. But in recent years, Beijing has repeatedly reinterpreted the Basic Law. Now it says complete jurisdiction over Hong Kong. So they're saying that they have complete jurisdiction. Okay, so the Basic Law states that Hong Kong shall safeguard the rights and freedoms of the residents for 50 years after the handover. So it hasn't been 50 years yet.
Okay.
And many residents say mainland China is already starting to encroach on those rights. This perceived threat to Hong Kong's rule of law has led to the regular confrontations that we are now seeing. Now, I want to show you guys a video of some of this stuff that's going on because,
you know,
right
what?
Now, let me just finish this. Right now, they're attempting to stop all flights. They're protesting at the airport. And it's chaos for the travelers who are there as they try to get out of Hong Kong into their destinations. So the Chinese government, they're quickly moving in. And I'm going to show you guys videos with overwhelming number of troops. And they're going into the border city of Hong Kong. I think it's called Xiang. I forget the name of it. But you can tell something bad is there. China is preparing to do something crazy. Go ahead.
Do we know how far into the 50 years we are? I mean, how far?
So 1997.
97. Okay. Oh,
years.
God.
30 20, years. Maybe?
No.
Not even. Not oh, 20 years. Yeah.
20,
yeah. 21.
22. 22 years. 22 years. Okay. So almost halfway.
So
this whole thing started, the big protests started because of a anti-extradition bill. To send all these people back to, these Hong Kong people, citizens over to China or something like that. So that's what, a lot of this is spurred. It's been going on for years.
Hong Kong's trying to get rid of them and extradite them, you mean?
Yeah, but okay. This bill to send people back to mainland China or something like that, it's...
So I'm just showing you guys some of the chaos that's happening out there. This is not daily news.
Is that an issue going on?
Protesters occupied the Hong Kong airport again tonight. There were very serious clashes with the police. It started when protesters.
Obviously, they're protesting. China, mainland China, is encroaching on their. On the rights.
Many protesters were resistant to this. Finally, police with batons and shields arrived at the scene. They swatted at protesters. There were a few arrests.
See, this is why one of the things that I say, be careful what you wish for, right? Because Hong Kong, for a long time, they hated the imperial rule of the United Kingdom. And they asked for not necessarily their independence, but the UK was like, look, here's the deal. We had a contract. We had over Hong Kong. We're going to abandon it. They didn't want to renew it. And so Hong Kong was left and it was returned back to China.
Do you know much about how that started?
Wasn't that imperialism?
I think they had agreed. I don't know who the agreement was with, maybe China, but they had agreed to inhabit it for a certain period of time.
So I'm assuming Hong Kong and the Hong Kong area was a part of China before, right? And yep. then how did England get
imperialism. You got to remember, yeah, exactly. How did England get anywhere? I mean, they
okay.
That's
okay.
what they did.
Okay.
It was imperialism. They took over.
Do you know when that was? Was that 1800s?
Yes.
1900s?
Yeah, no, it's 150 years ago.
It was in the 1800s when the U.S. and England were taking over the world.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. I didn't know the histories yeah. of it, so I just kind of wondered.
Okay, so that's the first video. I'm going to show you another one. Here's that is pretty cool to see, because one thing that people don't want to acknowledge is the influence that America has on the rest of the world, and the symbols that we take for granted, what it means to the rest of the world. And here's a video I want you guys to watch. These are the Hong Kong protesters, and what are they doing?
Singing the national anthem.
And they have the United States of American flag. So this is their way of saying, we're trying to hold on to our freedom.
Look who they're giving the credit to.
Let me tell you something. This is causing... So here's the deal.
I'm spreading it.
Everybody talks about like these tariffs causing a world problem. No. This situation right here. And honestly... This whole thing has started this year and is escalated due to this anti-extradition bill. It's crazy. So basically, a bill was passed. If enacted, the bill would allow local authorities to detain and extradite people who are warranted in territories that Hong Kong does not have extradition agreements with, including mainland China and Taiwan. Hong Kongers fear it would... Wow, they really are called Hong Kongers. Fear it would place Hong Kong residents and visitors under the mainland Chinese jurisdiction, undermining the principle of one country, two systems, and that it would take away from their rights. So that's what this is causing.
Well, I think that was maybe...
this is the nail.
It's a culmination of things. I mean, slowly, the Chinese mainland has been encroaching on their rights. And here's another video that I want to show you guys. So they've banned Les Miserables from...
The play?
China. Yeah. Look what it says here.
The theater production.
Les Mis, China banned track from streaming services. So they banned it from streaming services. And so here are the residents, and they're singing.
Yeah, are you familiar with this movie and song? This Les theater Mis? Production, Les Mis?
Mm-hmm. Where is this, at the airport, or is it just mm-hmm. a...
Yep.
Okay.
Airport is back open, by the way.
So again, they're protesting this what's happening.
Okay? Yeah, I think is this the same? I think I saw a sign that says we need the Second Amendment.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So like, some and
oh really?
So
yeah, they're like, here's, we need the Second Amendment.
Here's what I say again. Oh, wow. When you look at videos like this, right? There are examples that show us how we take our freedoms for granted, especially the Bill of Rights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We don't realize how precious that is, because any, you know, if say tomorrow, and let's say Trump becomes everybody's worst, you know, the liberals' worst nightmare, and he becomes a dictator, and he says, I'm going to take everybody's guns away and I'm going to be emperor forever. Now, here's the deal. Good luck, exactly. Yeah. Why? Because you have what? 190 million Americans. I don't know what the number is, but it's a large number of Americans, 200 million at least, who have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you're going to invade? You're not going to invade. Yeah. Right now, China has 2.5 million.
You saw that tweet where it's like 2.5 million military
active service men. And the United States has 200 million concealed carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it said 70 million. I thought it said 70.
No, I think it's more.
If it's actually 200 million guns, that means there's probably like 200 trillion bullets.
There you go.
Good luck.
Right. And that's what they were saying. They said, you know, your military is just your military. Our people is our military you know, that was a true statement, because that's what it is.
Right. It's like Switzerland, right? Everyone there was at one point in the army. They're all trained. They're all required to have a gun. They know how to use it. They know when to use it. And when was the last time they were invaded?
Well, Switzerland's like also supposed to be like the neutral.
They just take everybody's neutral. Money.
Right. There's a reason.
They're more fucked up. They're more messed up than anybody, okay? Because they play both sides.
Let me show you this next one.
And I was about to say, I'm glad you pulled this one up.
This is the one that should concern you.
Yeah.
Because when you see this, and it's endless, right? You're going to see this. This is how China is reacting. What city is this again? It says right here. Shenzhen. So here, it borders Hong Kong. And obviously the Chinese mainland, they're setting up to stop this.
That's their military, guys. They have some military transport trucks. Yes.
China's.
Yeah. China's. Look how deep that goes. There's the airport. Mm-hmm. And it's going from the beginning of the airport all the way back. Dude,
Well, they said 2 days of being closed down. And what? So are we going on three? Because they're quite a bit ahead of us.
Right. And now they're saying, so China equated this protest.
Yeah.
This is what's crazy. They considered this an act of terrorism.
What?
Yeah.
China, domestic terrorism.
Yeah, China came out and said this is an act of domestic terrorism and they will deal with it accordingly. And then they blame the U.S. for this.
Right. Yeah. And so here's one thing that I want to say about
Look at that pollution. Shit. That's what cars do, by the way. This is why you need electric.
Yeah, electric cars.
Oh, jeez.
That's why you need to learn to pull out and come on the tits.
So I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. Okay. You're disgusting. Wow.
All right. On that note, please go on your tangent because I don't want to think about Jeremy pulling out on somebody's tits.
Jesus Christ. So you guys heard about? I know. Tim's Fredo has heard it about what's going on with.
Hey, that's prejudice, man. That's like me calling you this. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you screaming?
Oh my God! You didn't see that video?
The name is Fredo.
No. You can't call me Fredo. You can't call Italians Fredo. That's ignorant. That's disrespectful.
It's the new N word.
Oh my God!
Oh, now I want to see this video.
Oh, son of a!
You're screaming.
I'm gonna show you this video now. I want to show you this because I'm gonna bring it around. Okay.
Okay.
Just hear me out. Okay. So. This is the CNN's one of CNN's anchor, Chris Cuomo, and he was caught on camera. He didn't know he was on camera. He was caught on camera going ballistic on a person who called him Fredo. Now you're gonna hear him describe why he's upset about the term Fredo. Okay,
before you play the video, do you know why the Fredo comes from?
The reference from the Italian, the Godfather. Yeah. Because
he's like the dumb one.
Yeah, he's the dumb one of the family. He's a runt.
Didn't you use that term earlier tonight?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you watch this video.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo is from the Godfather. It was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
And they
brother,
use
though?
It as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian? Are you Italian? It's a fucking insult to your people. It's an insult to your fucking people. It's like the N-word for us. Wow. Is that a cool fucking thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll fucking play. If you got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But don't call me a fucking insult.
Hey, man, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big fucking problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't fucking insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk bitch. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name's not fucking Fredo.
I thought your name was.
You did not think my name was fucking Fredo. Don't be a liar.
I
want to be a man. Stand up like a man.
I'm standing up, man.
You want to be a man out here. Then fucking own it. Then own what you said.
Hey.
Then own what you said.
Listen, take him
out. Yeah, what? He took his glasses off. I was like, ooh.
He's owning
it. I'll fucking throw you down these stairs like a fucking punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can fucking sue?
You don't want to.
So you can fucking sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a fucking swing.
See if he put his hand on the camera?
Watch your fucking hands. Watch your fucking hands. Take a swing. No, come on, boy. Come on, boy. You want to call me shit?
Chris, this is CNN, dude. CNN anchor. This is a CNN anchor.
Stop. You didn't know
disgusting behavior.
Oh, look, somebody's trying to get him to stop too.
This is disgusting behavior.
All right, so when's CNN gonna fire Chris Cuomo?
They won't.
They
came
whoa,
out.
Whoa!
Came out defending him.
Yeah, because Fredo is a
and
derogatory
said, and,
term.
And CNN agreed with whom? CNN agreed with him and said that the term Fredo used on Italians is the new N word.
Nobody's
what
ever
the hell?
No Italian. I'm sorry. Hold on. I can attest to this because I'm Italian. I grew up Italian.
Oh, really?
And no one cares everybody around me is Italian.
Wait, are you Sicilian or what?
Nobody ever.
There's only two words you can say to an Italian that's derogatory, and that's Guinea, and that's WAP. That's it.
Okay, I've heard of WAP, but the other one I've never heard of that.
WAP Dago? Is it WAP Dago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and again, those are the only two things that if you say to an Italian, but even Italian now, unless you're unless you're from Italy or an old school, that's the rock. You call me a Guinea, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm American. Nobody ever equated to that. And here's the thing. And if you did call somebody Fredo, if they didn't like it, you fought. You know what I mean? But nobody, I've never heard anybody say, oh, you're a Fredo. No, you're an idiot. Nobody ever said that. This guy's using this whole thing, and now
he uses that analogy, right? He says this is the N-word, but he uses this as again something to hide behind while he hurls insults and displays bad character.
Yeah,
he says, "Oh, you're a racist. Therefore, because you're a racist, I am free to act like an idiot." And here comes CNN to defend him. I mean, there is no truth in what he said. Again, truth is not a left-wing value. Like Biden said, we choose truth over facts.
I can't get over
it. Yeah, that's the greatest. All right. Yeah, okay, hold on. So President Trump.
He tweeted that.
He makes a bad joke. Okay, here's the deal. President Trump makes a bad choice. And basically, essentially, Trump says that Cuomo is not fit to own weapons and that he should not be allowed to own weapons. Okay.
Trump tweeted that this morning?
Trump tweeted that about this whole Chris Cuomo thing. He's like, the guy is unhinged. He shouldn't have weapons.
Mental health issues.
He has mental health issues.
We need to take right to own
guns. He makes a joke, but it's a bad joke. And again, this proves why red flag laws are a bad idea, because any government can deem anyone mentally unfit.
Right.
So Trump also, this is what he said after, because, oh my God, Republicans came to Chris Cuomo's defense after Trump said that about, he's not mentally fit, therefore he shouldn't have a gun. So all these Republicans come in behind him and say, behind Chris Cuomo and say, well, you can't say that, Trump, because, you know what I mean? Like, this is why we can't have red flag laws.
He wasn't being facetious.
Exactly. He was just being sarcastic. Yeah. He was just trying to put a point. Okay, but here, Trump says this. Every time a Republican acts the way that Cuomo acted, the liberal media destroys that Republican.
Yeah.
Yet when a liberal gets caught acting like a lunatic, Republican politicians come to this Democrat's defense. It's as if Republicans haven't learned, right? They haven't learned while you're trying to play this by the rule game, the other side is
being like when you're being sensible, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And thank God we have Trump. And he's calling them out. He's calling everybody out. We have a fighter in the White House, and it's been long overdue. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for that. Go ahead.
I had the tweet, man, because I actually think he actually called in his tweet. He goes, "Oh, I thought your name really was Fredo." I think he said that. I think he deleted his tweet.
Yeah, I heard that.
I think he deleted his tweet.
No, yeah, Trump.
Trump tweeted it. I read it this morning, and I was like, "Damn, I wanted to screen capture."
Did he delete it, or did they decide to help him?
I think I think they removed it because.
Right. So hopping back on this, basically, Fredo is reference to the Godfather,
the
correct?
Dumb one in the Godfather.
So there's a less than intelligent Italian in the Godfather named Fredo, and so Cuomo. Takes it upon himself to equate that to
the N-word.
The N-word.
Right, because that's what those bitch-ass conservatives call him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he called them bitch-ass.
Yeah, and I'm going to
throw
women.
I'm going to throw you down. Right.
First of all, who gives a fuck what Chris Cuomo has to say about it?
Apparently a lot of CNN.
Gender references are offensive.
Whatever.
Oh, speaking of CNN.
Say it. What were you going to say?
Basically, he can't just make shit up like that. You can't just decide that this word is equal to another word. That's
again,
not the way this works.
To quote Biden,
we choose truth
over facts.
So the other thing is, speaking of CNN, I just saw it today. Did you see that? I didn't read the full article.
By the way, he also said, this is what he said, poor kids are just as bright as white kids.
Yeah, and then he continued.
Wait, what?
Biden said.
But then you saw that he go, once he realized what he said,
he had already said it.
And African kids, and Chinese Americans.
He had the Freudian slip. He said,
yeah.
Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. He's got this.
It was a 10-second pause.
It's like Wolf Blitzer. Yeah. Wolf Blitzer during Hurricane Katrina. He looks. He's like reporting what he's seeing, right? And they're showing all these people, and he's like, "Look at these people. They're so poor. They're so black." That's what he said. I'm not kidding. There is a video of Wolf Blitzer describing the Katrina.
So when is Joe Biden going to remove himself from the Democratic ticket?
And so this Joe Biden says,
he's not, he just got more points.
Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Yeah. What a fucking racist.
I want to Google.
And again, he displayed his prejudice, dude. And nobody calls him on it. If Trump had said that, they would have said, the truth came out for a second. They don't say
yeah, it. It's just amazing how, you know, I'm reading because I was trying to actually do a little research on, is it really a ethnic slur? But like you said, CNN came out and said, yeah, like we support him and, you know, having him being called, and, you know, Fredo, it's an ethnic slur. And I'm like, I'm going to literally call my parents. I'm going to call my dad and my uncles and be like, let me ask you a question.
Talk to them. No, you're used to listening.
No, they don't listen.
Oh, just mom.
Don't say that.
Just
my
mom.
Dad listens.
My dad doesn't even know how to use a cell phone. You know what I mean? My dad don't even know how to text. But yeah, that's not ethnic slur. I'm sorry.
Right.
If that's an ethnic slur, then Jeremy's an ethnic slur. Yes. I can't say
you
that damn
call
word.
Me that. You must call me Your Royal Highness, Mr.
I
Grunfeld.
Mean, come on, guys. Come on. Come on. Let's stop. We're trying to find things. And what he proved is everything that they say they hate about Donald Trump, that's them.
He proved
what he was. Yeah. Oh, he's a crock of shit.
He knew
he's a crock of shit. You know what he should have said? Tim. Hey, man, let me explain. Like, let me have a conversation with you. Yeah. This is what Fredo, you know, you talk to him passively and, you know, politely. Now you win, right? If you felt that way. But you just proved that you are unfit and crazier and you're full of shit. I'm sorry. You're a typical New Yorker that does the same shit we all do, but you're just an
he
asshole.
He thought he wasn't on camera.
No.
Right. So I guess the next thing is, what happens when HBO reboots The Sopranos and then
put him in there.
The head guy, the most intelligent guy, he's running this show like, he's got the well-oiled machine, and his name's Fredo.
Yep.
Well, what's going to happen then?
How many? There's a lot of incidents. They did a compilation video of all the times that Fredo was used to describe Donald Trump Jr. Right? CNN, even in Chris Cuomo's own goddamn show, that he had people on there who described Donald Trump Jr.
as Fredo.
And do you think he said, hey, man, that's derogatory?
Because it's stupid one of the family. It's not an Italian thing. Because, it's the stupid one of the family.
We need a YouTube clip show.
No, seriously, dude. Seriously.
Cuomo calling blip, 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 this and is, then him getting mad about somebody else calling him that. Right,
exactly. This is the typical pot calling the kettle black.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I say it on my show.
And honestly, he is the Fredo of the Cuomo.
You're just a dumbass. We feel you're dumb.
He is, right? He's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite is what he is.
Yeah. But like him saying like, oh, that's a derogatory term, then why are you saying it on your show?
He's a pretty
because
boy.
He's an asshole.
That's all
right. But again, if it's derogatory, you should be condoning the people that say it on your show, not laughing.
Right.
And saying,
is take all these clips of Cuomo calling somebody else Fredo and send to CNN going, hey, if you think that this is a racial slur, you need to take care of the people on your team.
Hey, remember, truth over facts, they'll say somebody dubbed that in there. That never happened.
Yeah. Truth over fact. Okay, so before we end the show, because I...
Wait, we're not ending this shit.
It's our... We're
we're well over there.
I just wanted to mention one thing, and I know we talked about it, and I wasn't going to mention it because we don't know anything about the Clintons, but...
I don't even know how to spell Clinton.
There was a comprehensive list, and I'm just going to put it up here on the screen for you guys
Clinton
to see.
Clinton who?
There was a comprehensive list of all the people, complete list of associates who allegedly died mysteriously or committed suicide before testimony, anything that would have compromised the Clintons. And so if you go through this list, they list out every single person, what they were going to do. And, dude, the list is up to 50,
52 people.
Holy
Jesus.
So let me ask you a question.
This is insane, dude.
So on this note.
Beyond coincidence.
On this note,
go ahead.
So this last one, right? So this is where everybody's got to be careful on this side of the fence, right? This happened in a DOJ, under DOJ, Rick, you know, Mr. Barr,
Department of Justice.
Right?
What did?
The suicide. It happened in a...
No.
This jail was
New York.
But it was under the DOJ jurisdiction. And that's what the big thing is. It's like, wait a minute. This happened on the bar. Yeah, that was the big argument I was reading.
So I would like to continue this topic. You had mentioned that the cameras went out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They transferred his cellmate out.
Mm-hmm.
Who did all that?
Exactly. So he had no guards for hours. No guards were around.
He had guards before, and then all of a sudden they disappeared for hours.
One of them went missing. Though, I mean, the guy who was supposed to be watching him, he was gone for hours. And the cameras were disabled.
So they were working for days before.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped working for the time period that he commits suicide.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And what I text you after 9 o'clock in the morning, I was like, dude, man, this is crazy. And I said, this is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to come out and say the cameras were malfunctioned or they were off for maintenance and we don't have any proof and see how this happened. And
what maintenance do you do on a camera?
Yeah, I'm confused on that.
It's just kind of interesting. But here's it.
You know, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but these things just keep adding up and up and up. What is going on here?
You ever see the movie? You ever see the show Blacklist? With Kevin Spader, right? Kevin Spader, the guy that played Ultron.
So. Hold on, I gotta check.
Dude, this is like right out of any of these government like criminal shows and whatnot, where cameras go down and their star witness dies. You know, that had like the answers to everything. Like, how did this happen? And then finds out that it's somebody in the place that you know. This is right out of a TV show. This shit, you can't make this up.
Right, and to Saul's point, he's number 47 on the list of people.
48. I thought it was
number 48.
Of what?
48.
Oh, yeah.
Epstein is number 40, whatever, on the list of people that had shit on the Clintons that just mysteriously died and disappeared.
Committed suicide.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Excuse me, but those numbers are a little...
Orders New York jail shakeup after Epstein's death.
So here's the deal. There was other conspiracies that it really wasn't Epstein. They staged the death. They gave something that kind of, you know, can stop your heart all the way.
What's crazy is that this is the first time that both the left and the right
come together. Yeah.
Not necessarily come together, but they agree this is foul play. This is not a suicide.
Yeah.
This was some corruption up to levels that we don't know that where this guy was killed. And so here's the question that you got to ask yourself is who had more to lose? And just follow that. All right, guys. Now we're gonna close that. Now before we go, guys, I gotta show you this video because, dude, this video cracked me up, and it obviously has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But this was a great video.
This is off the topic.
Off the topic. But I want to show you guys this because this is great. Okay, so you guys know Boston Dynamics, right?
Boston Dynamics.
Yeah. So the robots. The
DARPA.
Yeah. Okay. So. So you guys have seen how they're becoming.
They have the robots and shit.
Yeah, you know they're walking around and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's a company that came out with a video that kind of did a parody of this, and this is the freaking funniest shit ever. I just couldn't stop laughing at this. Okay, I don't know if you guys have seen this video.
Yeah, but the robots jump over walls and all this crap. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, Phil! What are you doing, dude?
There you go, Tyson. Thank you. Okay, coordinate.
Ah, Phil! Stop it, dude! This is hard as fuck, dude!
Tyson, let me get that. Thank you. Okay, calibrating balance and over the shoulder.
Oh, Phil! God damn it! What are you doing? Not the hockey stick, dude! Get down! Get down! Get down!
Prepare to receive the box. There we go. Hey, dude, Phil, what are you doing, dude? What the fuck, dude? Quit being a dick, dude. Let me just get the box, dude.
Why are you doing this, dude?
That's right, because they were beating the shit out of that robot, weren't they?
So let me get the fucking box, dude, okay? Quit fucking with me.
So somebody dubbed it with that.
Yeah. You fucking programmed me to do this, dude. Dude, what the fuck? Why would you do that? No. Fuck you. Yeah, it's mine.
They all ran.
What, bitch? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Fuck with me.
That's it. That's it. That's what I want to show you guys. All right, gentlemen.
So... Wait. Okay, that's pretty badass. So did they program it to grab the hockey stick, or did it just do that?
It's all CGI. So there's, it's all CGI.
It's all CGI.
Yeah.
fuck?
The whole thing's CGI.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So it's saying the CGI is why the robots are going to take over, because they're going to see this this abuse.
Prepare to receive the box. There we go. Hey, dude, Phil, what are you doing, dude? What the fuck, dude? Quit being a dick, dude. Let me just get the box, dude. Ah, fucking... Why are you doing this? I love this. What is this? I love Sour Psycho's
comment. Yeah.
What is this saying?
Basically, she's just saying, you know, for anybody who's just watching it and listening to it and not reading what it says, don't worry. The robot's really not hurt. You don't have to feel bad for the robot.
Oh, no, because there are people commenting saying,
yeah.
They're saying, why would they beat up the robot?
It's a freaking robot. Why are we worrying about the feelings of a robot? Oh,
so, but
God.
have you seen some of the stuff that they are doing with the robots? They have like the four-legged robots. Those things are badass, man.
I mean, freaking, it's just around the corner.
I know.
In 10 years, I'm telling you, we're going to be seeing robots
DARPA?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Those guys got their,
I got a new robot vacuum, and I just push it.
A Roomba?
I did. I got it for my birthday that I wasn't supposed to get for another like 6 weeks before I actually got it.
Isn't your birthday in September?
Yeah, it was an accident. I wasn't supposed to open it. And but I gave it a name, and I talked to it. So do I have to be worried about its feelings?
You should, because you're going to abuse it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of
The Salty Show.
Again,
new vacuum is Bob.
Yeah. Reminder.
Hi.
Please get your artificial intelligence robots out there to go to visit our social media at thesaltyshow.com and like, comment, share our content. Show us some support. We appreciate it always. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Peace.
Adios.
Adios.